Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the California Angels and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting second. The center fielder, Roger Ripos. Batting third. The shortstop, Jim Fregosi. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buck Rogers. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Brunette. Pitching for the California Angels, George Brunette. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The right fielder, Bill Voss. Batting third. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is hit by the pitch. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reichardt. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Reichardt steals second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on John Reichardt moves to third. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton strikes out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher takes first base on ball four. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reichardt scores. Mincher moves to second. It's 1-0, Angels. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Angels 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Melton. The throw from Rogers and he is safe. Melton steals second. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. George Brunette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunette hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripos hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0 for 1 in the game. Voss hits a fly ball into center field. Ripos settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fregosi for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Reichardt hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Hinton reaches second base with a double. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a fly ball into center field. Ripos settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive towards third. Shaw reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-1 in the game. Knoop hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brunette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunette is 0-for-1 in the game. Brunette strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Melton is called out on strikes. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-1 in the game. John hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Angels 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-2 in the game. Schall hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripos is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0-for-2 in the game. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Angels 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0-for-2 in the game. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-2 in the game. Josephson takes first base on ball 4. Ward moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Ripos settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Angels 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Reichardt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Don Minter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Minter hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Angels 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar pinch runs for Bill Melton. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullen bunts towards the mound. Brunette fields it and throws to first for the out. Alomar moves to second. One out. Buddy Bradford pinch hits for Tommy John. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a fly ball into center field. Repo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Alomar scores. It's Angels, 1, White Sox, 1. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0 for 3 in the game. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brunette fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Angels 1, and the White Sox 1. The Angels will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing left field. Bob Locker now pitching. Pete Ward now playing third base. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rogers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clyde Wright pinch runs for Buck Rogers. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 2 in the game. Knoop hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Voss. Knoop reaches second base with a double. Wright moves to third. Tom Satriano pinch hits for George Brunette. Tom Satriano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Satriano is walked intentionally. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 3 in the game. Schall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wright scores. Knoop scores. Satriano moves to second. It's 3-1, Angels. Roger Repose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repose is 0 for 3 in the game. Repose strikes out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 3 in the game. Fregosi hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio catches it and tags out Schall for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Angels 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim McLaughlin now pitching. Tom Satriano now catching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Angels 3, and the White Sox 1. The Angels will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hinton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Angels. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Angels 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 3 in the game. McCraw hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Angels. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, California Angels, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.